Tomorrow night. Omar Rav Chizda. Omar Rav. Halokeach tefillin. Mimi she'enoi mumcha. If somebody buys tefillin from a cipher or else from a person or store that sells it, the person himself is not a mumcha. We don't know 100% if you can trust him or not. But did he write the tefillin l'shmo? Was the tefillin written the right way? Maybe the oisi is missing. Maybe something's wrong with him. He's not a mumcha. So you buy a pair of tefillin for somebody that's not a mumcha. Is the halacha, or Rashi learns, halakeach tefillin means har beyachid. You buy a lot of pair at one time. As you're like an in-between person, you're buying a 100 pairs of tefillin, and we're asked to sell it to other people. So you buy it from one person, and the person you bought it from is not a trustworthy person. He's not a mumcha. And what's the halacha? The halacha is boydik shtayim shoyad. You have to check out two shoyads, the achas sharush, and one sharush. Hey, take out of these 100 pairs of tefillin, take out two shoyads and open them up, check them out. On the tzad, they're kosher. And then you take out one sharush and check it out. You see it was written bedigduk. Everything was done by kashrus. That's a chazokah that this person writes lishmo and he does everything good. You don't have to check the rest. Because three times is a chazokah. Once he was checked out three times, that's called a chazokah. You know, he writes well. Shbiyaka sharush. Or else the other way. Oy shtayim sharosh, or else take two of sharoshes, check them out. V'yacha shoyad, and take one of a shoyad. And you check out these three, then it's okay. You don't have to check anymore. Then you have a right to Naman that this person is a mumcha. Fret Gemara Monashach. Like, what's going on here? What do you hold? Monashach, what's your svara? E mechad gavra kozovin. If you bought it from one person, if you bought these 100 pairs from one person, has the chur livduk. Oy shalosh shoyad, oy shalosh sharosh. True, you have to have three times to be a chazaka. You have to check out three of his doings. Once you checked out three things that he did, it's a chazaka, everything he does is kosher. So why can't you check out three shoyads or three sharoshes? How come you say you have to be two and one? What's wrong to be three? Three of one. Yeah. Oy shalosh yad, oy shalosh sharosh. Oy, if elamai imitreit losagavri, zovin, elamai, this person went and bought it from two or three different people, or bezoi kol chad v'chad boy bedika. Then it doesn't help to check out two or three. So why do you check out two and three? Maybe these three you bought from Reuven. He's a good cipher. But you bought from three or four other people. The other pairs you bought came from Shimon, came from Levi, and he's not a mumcha. So if you bought from a few different people, it doesn't help you checking out one or two pairs. You're gonna have to check them all out. So what's going on here? Who did you buy from that we say you have to check out two sharoshes and one shoyad? And for the Gemara, Liyoylo Mechad Gavrizovin, Havad, we're talking about he bought from one person. He bought all these 100 pairs from one person. Now, Bizoy, the kasher is, why do you have to check out two and one? What's wrong to do three shoyads or three sharoshes? The Teretz says, Ubina de Mismoche v'shoyad of sharosh. You have to make a chazoka. A chazoka true means you have to check it out three times. But when you check him out the three times, it has to be a chazaka on both pairs of tefillin. Like on the shoyad and the sharosh. Like maybe he only knows how to do the shoyads good. Maybe sharoshes, he doesn't know how to write so well. So therefore, when you're checking out true, you have to check out three is enough. But in these three, has to at least be one shoyad and one sharosh. And the third one could be either one of them. This is like Stas Chiddush-like. You don't have to have three shoyads and three sharoshes, because they're not mamish altogether different. They're gafot, they're both the same pashis. They're both the tefillin. But so you have to just check out three. But in the three, it has to be at least one from the shoyad and one sharosh. And the third one can be either one. That's why either two rushes and one yad, or two yads and one sharosh. That's why you have to check out three, and one of in these three has to be both the shoyad and the sharosh. For the more of a height, for the more drukh of a shoyad of a sharosh, for the more any, it's not like that. V'otoni Rabba Bashmuel, the tefillin, Rabba Bashmuel said, oh, balocha by tefillin is like this. Boydik sholosh shoyad v'sharosh. That you have to check out three shoyads v'sharosh. Is my love, what did he mean to say? The Chori meant to say is, oy sholosh shoyad, Because you have to check out three, true. But the three could either be three of yads, or shalosh harosh. So you see, you don't have to have in the three one rosh and one yad. It's enough to have three yads or three roshes, not like we're saying. And the Gemara, no, that's not what he meant to say. He meant to say shalosh mehen. Shalosh mehen. You have to check out three of them. No, shalosh. You have to check out three. Mehen shal yad and mehen shal rosh. From these three, there has to be at least one shoyad and at least one shorosh, like we were saying before. You have to make sure the person knows how to write both. He knows how to write shoyads and knows how to write shoroshes. So you have to check out both. But altogether, there has to be three things you checked out. Ma v'otoni, v'otoni Rav Kana b'tfilin, Rav Kana learned when he's saying Allah is about tfilin, boidik shtayim shoyad v'shorosh. All you have to check is just two. What two? And one shoyad and one shorosh, that's all. We're learning now you have to check out three. And Rav Kana learned over, all you have to check out is just two. One shoyad and one shorosh. And after Gemara, that's not shver. Hormani Rebihi. That goes according to Rebbe. But the famous machlek is always in Gemara, and Yevom is Rebbe and the Chachomim, how many times do you have to do something to make a chazakum? We all, you have to do it three times. You have to do something three times, that's called a chazakum. If you do it three times, you have a right to say you always do it right. Rebbe holds two times. If you do something two times, that's called a chazakum. So that's what Rav Kana said. All you have to check out is just two. One shoyad and one shorosh. That goes according to Rebbe. The Oma that Rebbe holds betrays Zimni had the chazakum. Rebbe Shita is doing something two times. That alone is called a chazakum. That's Rebbe Shita in Masecht Yevamis. That if you're married, if an Isha, her first husband died, then a second husband died, she's not allowed to get married another time. Because once two husbands die, it's a chazakah, whenever she gets married, her husband will die. After two times, it's called a chazakah. For the Mari Rebbe, if Rav Kana is saying, according to Rebbe, aim a sefer. What's the sefer? The sefer, that brisa was, v'chein b'tzovas hasheni, v'chein b'tzovas hashlishi. You have to check out the second pair, and you have to check out the third pair. Tzavas means a bundle of two together. You have to check the second and the third. Now, the Rebbe, if according to Rebbe, Shlishis mi yislei. According to Rebbe, you never have to check out a third time. According to Rebbe, just check out two times. Rebbe owes two times of the chazakah. How come here it says check out a third time? And the Gemara, Moida Rebbe b'tzavasayim dimitrei tlosi gavri zoven. The Sefer is talking about where you bought your pairs of tefillin from two or three different people. So since you bought it from different people, subshita, every pair you bought, you have to check out. Because maybe this pair was from Reuven. True, Reuven is good. But the next pair came from Shimon. Shimon is no good. So if you bought it from a few different people, then avad, you have to check out each pair. Fred Gemari, ihochi, if that's Shan the Sefer, that you bought them from different people, and if everyone you have to check out is afila revia nami, why only two or three, even four? Like, no matter how many you have to check out. Because everyone came from a different person. The afilu chamish, even five. The afilu chamish nami. And for the Gemara, ain't achi nami, it's like a right, it's like a true. That you have to check out as many as you bought, you have to check out. Since each one came from a different cipher, so you have to check them all out. Maybe this cipher does good, the other one doesn't do good. I've heard the Tani Shlishi. Why does it say only two or three? Lafuki mechazoki. It wants to tell you more than a chazokum. Now, as according to Rebbe, once it says you have to check out a third time, why a third time? According to Rebbe, chazok is always two times. One and two is enough. How come it says here a third time? Elamai is talking about in the case that these three came from three different people. Therefore, if you're buying from different people, you have to check each one out. So that's enough to say three. Once he said the word three, we know we're talking about it came from different people. So Mel was on Afkamina. Even four, five, six, seven will be the same halacha. Since each one came from a different person, you have to check each one out separately. It doesn't help you to make a chazakah. A chazakah only helps if you buy all 10 pairs from one person. So then if you check out two according to Rebbe, or according to us, you check out three of them, that's called a chazakah, that he did all the other ones good. But if you bought from different people, it doesn't help you checking out just one or two. Then shit, you have to check them all out. So the Moravite says now, Mishnah, Motzen Tzvosim Oy Krichus. Says two Lashonis. You found them in two different types of bundles. You found on Shabbos in the street, pairs of tefillin. For the Gemara, my Tzvosim or my Krichus. What's the two Lashonis of Tzvosim and Krichus? Of a Rav Yehuda, Rav. Hein Tzvosim, hein Krichus. really means the same thing. These are ways of saying you found a bundle of tefillin. No, tzivsaya means zvuye zvuye. But you just found a pair by itself. You found the shorosh and the shalyad tied together. Then another pair tied together, another pair tied together. You found pairs, could be five pairs. That's called tzivsayim. Krichos means the krichetuva, means you have 10 pairs all mixed together. It wasn't 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. It was just all 10 mixed together. But exact same halacha. If you find all these bundles in the street on Shabbos, the Mishnah says the Eitzer is wear them one at a time and take them home. And according to Rabbi Gamliel, you're allowed to wear two at a time and take them home, then come back again. Baita, machshech aleim mavin. Then the Mishnah says, and in this case, says if you found a lot of them, then machshech aleim, just stay there and wait till Motzei Shabbos, and then you carry them home. Why do we say you find a few pairs at a time? You have to wait there in the street. Why can't you start now on Shabbos? Wear them home. Like, put on one pair, take it home, come back again, go home, come back again. Why do you have to wait there? Rav Yitzchok, great Rav Yehuda, the Dedim Yifar Shalei Minedia Diaba. I heard the explanation of the Mishnah from my father. That what? The Pshat is like this. Kol she'ilu machnisin zug zug v'cholois koydim shkiyas hachama enichnami. If you only found 10 pairs there, and you could put all 10 pairs one after another, and you'll be finished before shkiyah, before Shabbos is over, so true, then do that. It's kedai, put on a pair now, take it home, come back, and in a few hours you'll be finished. Machnisin zug zug v'loi. But let's say you found 100 pairs there, and you live far away, or it's mamish out in the fields. So by the time it takes you to walk back and forth 100 times, you won't do it this Shabbos. It'll be my story Shabbos anyway. So then the halacha is, machshech aleim mevi'in. Then we say, don't bother yourself so much to go back and forth, because you won't finish it anyway. So then the halacha is, you're supposed to just wait there, stay there and watch the tefillin, and my story Shabbos, after Shabbos, you'll pick them all up and carry them home. What about the sakana? Let's say you're afraid to stay out in the field, you're afraid of ganovim, people come to kill you or rob from you, then the locher is mechasen v'erlich. All you have to do is just cover them up, it shouldn't be such a bizoyin, and leave them and go away. For the more of a tani, we learned another braisa, over sakana molichin pochis pochis miyarbamis. If you're in a sakana, you're afraid to stay out in the fields. You found 100 pairs of film in the fields, now to start to wear them home back and forth, you won't finish the Shabbos. It'll take you 2 days to do that. So you don't have to go home. But the Braita says here, what's the Eitzah? Don't just stay there, don't just leave it, but pick up the 100 pairs and walk with them, pochus, pochus, with Aldamis. That walks 3 Yamas, stop, then walk another 3 Yamas, stop, then walk another 3 Yamas and stop. So you're not doing an Issi Deraisa. Midiraisa, it's only us if you carry something, pick something up, and walk 4 Amos, Mishus HaRabim. More than 4 Amos. That's the Issa Deraisa. But if you just walk 4 Amos, there's no Issa. So that the Braita said there's another Eitza. The other Eitza is pick up the tefillin and carry them, Pochus, Pochus, Miyarbamis. Omasokhur Sestira. Our Mishnah says, Vamokim Sakona, you have to just leave them. And here the Braita says, Vamokim Sakona, you're allowed to carry them home, Pochus, Pochus. Omarav, so Rav answers Lakashin. There's no steer in the two graces. Ho b'sakonis nochri, ho b'sakonis listim. It depends who you're afraid of. If you're afraid of Goyim, so Goyim will be mevazah the tefillin. You're afraid that Goyim will come and rob, if you just wait there in the fields, you're afraid Goyim will come and they'll look for things and they'll rob the tefillin. Now if Goyim come and find tefillin in the street, they'll be mevazah the tefillin. For them, tefillin means nothing. They'll open them up, they'll burn them to do things. So therefore, that's Pshan the second Braisam. If you find them out in the street, and you're afraid Goyim will come, so you don't have a chiyuv to stay there because you're afraid they'll kill you. So then the Eitzer is, pick them all up, and carry them, pochus, pochus, medal damas. Carry them each time less than dal damas. That's the Eitzer. Of our mission that says, no, just leave it there and go away, ho besakonis listim. You're afraid of Baram Rashi, the besakonis listim of Rabbis, Yisrael. You're afraid of Yiddish, Jewish robbers. They're katli lay. That if you stay there, they'll come to rob you, they'll come to kill you. Mishuma mainoi. They want to steal your money. If you don't give your money, they'll kill you. Let's fill in lay mavazi lahu. But we're not afraid if the Yiddish robbers find tefillin, they're not going to do anything. They won't be mavazi the tefillin. Therefore, our Mishnah says mechasin. The answer is just leave them there and cover them up and run away. I to carry with them when I'm a tricky to carry them. I, the list them, the Yiddish rabbis will find them, they won't chop the with film. No, Heintig is signed, and they will do it also. They'll steal the film to make money. As they Rahman son, they still say for terror sign, to make a lot of money with it. But Kol Parim, the Gemara's times was Chazak, he says, even if a Yid's a rabbi, but he finds film, not Kol Parim, he won't be mevazed at film. Or else, even if he robs it to sell it, he also won't, maybe also won't be mevazer. It's fakert, he wants to sell it. He wants to show he has a nice pair of film to sell. So he'll steal it, but he'll take it into the city and he'll sell it. So I call upon him a bizoyan, they won't be to the tefillin. Therefore, if it's the only afraid of Yiddish rabbis, then you don't have to carry them home, you leave them there. Mar omalei abaye. Sabaya says, "B'maya kimtulam asnitzin. How are you zetzing on our Mishnah? That our Mishnah says, 'B'mokam sakonam, leave the tefillin there. Don't carry them at all.' V'sakonas ovikichovim. Not our Mishnah means the Brisa. How are you zetzing on that last Brisa? The Brisa that said you're allowed to carry pochus the dal damas. That Brisa is talking about we're afraid of goyim. So since you're afraid of goyim coming, you can't leave the tefillin now in the field because they'll be mevazel the tefillin." They'll do not nice things to the tefillin. Therefore, you have a right to carry it home less than dal damas at a time. For the Gemara, b'zoyayim a sefer. What does the sefer say? We have Shimon Oimer, noistel lechaveru, lechaveru lechaveroi. That what you're allowed to hand it, one to another, hand it over to your friend. No. The really our gears say Rashi changes our gears. So Rashi said no. The Gemara said, "Nochem of the Gemara." Omalei Abaye, b'maya kimtul masitzin. How do we say what's the case our Mishnah is talking about? So Rashi's gears shouldn't be sekonas oivik chovim because our Mishnah says you're supposed to leave it in the field and go away. That's all. So our Mishnah is talking about the churah by Yiddisha rabbis. Like that's Rashi said. That's the gears. So Rashi's hokigasinim. B'maya kimtul masitzin. But sekonas listen. Our Mishnah is talking about you're afraid of Jewish rabbis. Therefore, just leave it there and go away. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. For the Gemara, I bezoy aim a sefer. What does the sefer of our Mishnah say? Reb Shimon Oimer, noistel lechaveru v'chaveru lechaveru. You can hand it over one to the other. For the Gemara, kol shchein diyavsa milsa. Handing it over is a bigger tumult. Like Avshim means there'll be a bigger tumult. There'll be a lot of things going on in Shabbos. Not nice to do this on Shabbos. To have so many people help you along carrying it on Shabbos. And with the Gemara Chasurei Mechzer, something is missing. Vochi Ketoni, this is what it should say. But Medavar Mamurim is Konas of Gechovim. I was the Sekonas Listim, Malichin Pochus Medal Damas. So this Gius is very shred, this Gius. But when do we say what you're supposed to leave it there? Or when do we say, this Gius is very shred. The Rashi Gius should be, Mayaskinim, Medavar Mamurim is Konas Listim. When do we say you're supposed to leave it there only if your Jewish robbers are coming? Abu Bethakonis should be Nochrim, but we're afraid that Goyim will come, then the Eitzer is Malich and Pochus Pochus Medal Damas, Enechnami. Then you're supposed to pick it up and carry it, Pochus Pochus Medal Damas. That's what our Mishnah also says. Now, if that's what our Mishnah says, leave it alone, don't touch it, that's only if you're only afraid of Jewish robbers. But when you're afraid of Goyish robbers, by leaving it there, the goyim will be mevazeh the tefillin. Then we hold, pick them up and carry them. Pochus medal damis. Walk 4 amis. Stop. Then walk again another 4 amis. That's what our Mishnah says. Then Reb Shimon says, nois lechaveru. He has another reitzah. Another reitzah to carry this tefillin home is make a long line of people and hand it one person to the next person, and each person is less than dal damis away. So again, you're not carrying it more than dal damas at a time. That's another reitzah to do. There's an reitzah to hand it. Or you can have 2 or 3 people also. I hand it to you, then I go around the 4 amas in front of you, you give it to me, then you go around. That's another reitzah. What's the machlokes? That Reb Shimon says, don't you carry it pochus, but rather hand it over. And before we said no, the answer is, you yourself walk pochus. What's the machlokes? Masaba, one holds, Pochus miyarbamis odif. Why? Diyarmit nois lechaveru vechaveru lechaveroi avshemilsa de Shabbos. It's not nice on Shabbos to have like 100 people helping you carrying these pairs of film home. If you're going to hand it to your friend, and your friend to your friend, and your friend to a friend, there are too many people involved here carrying the film on Shabbos. It's not nice. It's a bizarre for Shabbos to have so many people working with you carrying it home. Therefore, he holds it's a better eitzah, just one person pick up the tefillin, walk down the amis, stop, then walk another dalaram and stop, and that's the better rate. Umasa Rabbi Shimon holds no. Rabbi Shimon holds noista lechaveroi odif. You're better off handing it to your friend. Even though you have to use a few people together, that's still better. Why? Because if you want to use the other Eitzer of one person carrying it and walking at each time, less than 4 Amis, is Zimnen de Lava Daite. Sometimes when you're carrying it, you'll forget yourself. And at one time you come to carry it straight, 4 Amis, or more than 4 Amis, Mishus Rabin. So Shaul, exactly how far exactly you have to carry to be the Chayiv. Some shittis is 4 Amis, and some shittis you have to have the Balachs and Osom. That comes out to be 5 3/5. You have to walk 5 Amis and 3/5 Amon, then you Chayiv. But our Koponim were afraid that if you're going to carry Pochus, at one time you'll slip, and you'll carry more than Dalad Amis, and you'll be over near Sidi Raisam. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon says it's better to use a few people, even though it's an Avshim Ilso, it's like a big tumult, you're making a lot of noise doing it, a lot of people involved, it's kedai to do it that way, rather than having one person carry pochas, because there's the gzerah, maybe you'll come to carry more than Dalad Amis. But Agaf Niskamor, you see that Avadim and the Rabbonin, you stop not allowed to carry something, Rishus Rabim, pochas miyarbamis. It's only a head to hear, Mishum Kdushas Tfilin. But Stamazle, if you want to carry something with Shusrabim, walk like less than 4 Amos and stop, and walk further, you're not allowed to do it. But the Rabbanon, it's Osir. It's only here, Mishum Bezoyin, Mishum Bezoyin's film is Mutter. Who Adin Mishum Bezoyin, any Kisvi HaKodesh. Now, if you mean if you find a sitter outside on the street on Shabbos, Loch Rish, you're allowed to pick it up and walk, Pachas Medal Damas, stop, walk again, until you can put it down in the Mokim, it won't be Mishumer, or Mokim won't be Bezoyin. For who I did for a Sdurim also, any Kisvi HaKadosh, you're allowed to pick them up and walk with them, pokas with Aldamis, that there shouldn't be a bezoyin of the Sefer. Right, the Mishnah says, V'chein benoy. The same malach applies to your child. For at the Gemara, benoy my boy husband, what is your kid doing in the field on Shabbos, like Monashach? We're talking about a kid that can't walk. So if he can't walk, how do he get to the field? Like, a kid in the field, he walked there. So if he walked, let him walk home. How do you have a kid in the middle of the field that can't walk? And the Gemara, Tona Bishayadusa Imai Besodah. We're talking about the mother gave birth in the field. The mother was taking a walk on Shabbos afternoon, and all of a sudden she gave birth there. That's what we're talking about. So that the Mishnah says the eighth side to get the kid home is hand them from one to another. Omaya Filu Hein Meya. What are you telling me, even of 100 people? The Torah says the Alpha Gav the Kosher Leyoda, even though it's a little hard for the kid. You have a kid just born, a 2-minute old baby, and you start handing him to 100 hands, one to the other. It's a little hard for the kid. Still, Reb Shimon says, you're better off doing this, handing the baby one to another, rather than one person carrying the tinnik of Pachas Medaldamis, then again Pachas. Because by Pachas, we're afraid maybe at one time you go more than Daldamis. But that's Pshita. Let's say nobody else is there. You just have just one person, Avadi, you have the head to the walk pocus then. In the case we have a kid, it's Ramesh's Kornos Afoshes. So Avadi, you're allowed to carry the kid home. No, if you can walk pocus, that's the Eitzah. No, if Shimon holds, if you have a few people there, it's better to hand it over one to the other, then there won't be Xer, maybe you carry it. But if you don't have people there, Avadi, then you're also allowed to carry it pocus with all dams. Right, the Yehuda Oimer, Noisin Odom Chovis. Yehuda says another Chiddush in the Mishnah. That even though somebody owns a Chovis, the Havmina Pashit is a barrel of water or wine, you're allowed to carry it, that Reuven owns it. Now Shimon comes and carries the barrel, it could be a Yontif, he carries it till his Chum. He carries it more than 2,000 Amos away from where Reuven is. Still a Smutter. Yehuda Oimer, Noisin Odom Chovis, and it could go further and further, it could go even out of your Chum. Because you're not walking out of the tchum, just your barrel is. So what? Whoever's carrying the barrel, he could take it to wherever his tchum is. Shred the Gemara. V'lesta le Yehuda hod et tanan. Doesn't Reb Yehuda hold like enough in the Mishnah in Beitza that we learned the tanan? Ha behema vi ha kelim kiragli ha bailim. There's a loch even on Yomtif. There's a loch of tchum. On Yomtif, you're not allowed to walk out of your tchum. Now, somebody owns kelim. He owns his utensils. And who are the behemoth? He owns the behemoth. Then not allowed to walk further than where the Bailam could walk. If Reuven owns the behemoth and owns the chair is not allowed to go further than the tchum where Reuven could walk. It's enough in the Mishnah in Beitzam. So how could Rabbi Yehuda now Mishnah say not like that? Here Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says that even though Reuven owns the Chav Yis Shoyayim, and Reuven can only walk 2,000 Amis, but if Shimon takes the Chav Yis, and he has the right to walk 3,000 Amis, he could take it with him 3,000 Amis. So you see, the Chav Yis doesn't go after the owner, it goes bust, so we have to carrying it. I didn't know from the Mishnah basis, it's not like that. The Mishnah basis says that whoever owns the behemoth, whoever owns the kelim, it goes after the owner. Wherever the owner could walk, that's where the behemoth, the kelim, could go. But where the bailim cannot walk, the kelim is not allowed to go there. So how could the Yehuda now Mishnah argue on that? So it's not Mishnah there. And the Gemara, Omar Resh Lakish Mishum Levi Saba, so the name of the older Levi, Hoch, the Maya Skin, here we're talking about, Bimoron Mechavis Lechavis. We're talking about you poured out the water from Reuven's Chavis into Shimon's Chavis. It's not the original Bailim's barrel anymore. True. The original barrel of Adler, you can't carry more further than Reuven, the owner, could go. We're talking about now Reuven took his water and poured it into Shimon's barrel. So therefore, Shimon could take it as far as he wants, as far as he's allowed to go. Hachom Askinah b'marim mechavis l'chavis. If you have Yehuda l'taymei, if Yehuda goes according to his Shita, to Yoma ma yimein behem mamish. The Chur is still a kasha. Even though you emptied out your barrel into the other person's barrel, but the Chur, who owns the water? Like at the beginning of Shabbos, the water belonged to you. So the Chur is still, anything you own only goes after your tchum. So what does I care you pour out the water into the next person's barrel, but the water still belongs to you? So how could the person take the water to his tchum? It has your tchum. Now, Teres on this, the Yehuda goes to Shitosai. He owns water is not choshev. Water doesn't have a din of tchum. Water is not a choshev azach. So no matter whoever you are right to carry the water to your tchum. Water is not choshev enough to say, when Reuven owned the water at the beginning of Shabbos, the water cannot go further than Reuven's tchum. No, water is not choshev. Whoever picks up the water can take it as far as they want. That's from Yehuda Shita. What the Tnan, we learned, if Yehuda says, the case there where two people made a cholent together, they made food together, the shaila, how far can he carry this cholent? Let's say now two people, two different ladies, made a kugel together. One brought eggs, and one brought the lakshin. The shaila now in Yontif, how far can he carry this kugel? One isha lives this way, one isha lives that way. Which way can he take it? The Torah says you have to go to chumra both ways. The kugel cannot go further than the tchum of each one of them. Since both own part of this kugel now, you can't carry it out of the tchum each one to go. If you hold up, let's say one put in water, water is nothing. Water is bottom, and you allow it, you don't go bust to the owner that owns the water. Water is nothing. You carry it according to the other person. That's the view of the sheet. Now, if you the point of a mayim, if nei shein b'mamish, water has no chshivis. You don't go after the tchum of the person that owns the water. Fred Gemara, O my loy talach zu, loy yahalach ma shebezu, yoysim ragli habaylim. You can't take it further than the ragli habaylim. That's what it means.
What does it say, loy talach zu?
But he's going back to Chomni. Chomni answered back, O my loy, loy talach zu, yoysim ragli balehel. This should not go further than the ragli balehel. So what does it mean, Loshen? What's the Chum answering back? Lo yahalech zu. So we're answering lo yahalech mashe b'zu. This doesn't mean the barrel itself. It means the water that's inside the barrel. Even that, the Chum say you can't carry further. So that's the machlokes. If Yehuda holds water could be carried as far as the person wants to, and the Chum say no, even water also, since the Reuven owner at the beginning of Yom Tov, it can't go further than his Chum. Yeah. When do we hear this chiddush from Rabbi Yehuda? Heichad the bliyim visa. When you put the water inside the dough, it's like bottling the dough. Then you don't go boss of the water. But when you have a bucket of water and the water is here, you can see the water. You still go boss of the bailim. Hashda v'kadera maduch in a plate. Om Rabbi Yehuda loy batli that we have water and something else in the plate. Since it's very wet there, you see the water. You have to only carry where the owner of the water is. Be a naya butli. When you have a bucket of water, pshita, you can't take it further than the original owner. So still shver, how could they Yehuda hold? You're allowed to carry this water further than where the owner could go. Ditanya Yehuda Weimer, mayim umelech betelim b'isam. If somebody put in water or salt into the dough, it's bottled. We don't say you can't carry this dough further than where he is. Of a being betelim b'kdera. But if you put the water into a plate, then it's not water. Why? Mifnei Reitzvah, because the water makes it very wet, so the wetness is still there. So you see, it's not bottle according to Reb Yehuda. So Pshita, where the water is bent, Pshita also is not bottle. Elu Amar Rava, Hocha Bechav Yishah Konsa Shvisa Umayim Shloi Konu Shvisa Skinim.
All right, Mitch Shem will continue tomorrow night. Next tape will continue on.